The Elephant's Child, adapted by Jill Munton. Chapter 1. The Elephant's Child. The Elephant's Child lived in Africa with Father Elephant, Mother Elephant, and Baby Elephant. When the world was new and Africa was new and the green, green river was new, elephants did not have trunks. Yes, it's true. Elephants did not have trunks. But read the story and you will discover how the elephant's child changed this. The elephant's child wanted to know all about the world. He wanted to know everything.
"Why do you have so many feathers?"
he asked his Aunt Ostrich.
"Stop asking questions, child," said Aunt Ostrich. "Go away. Go and see your Uncle Giraffe."
The elephant's child went to see his Uncle Giraffe.
"Why are you so spotty?" he asked.
"Stop asking questions, child," said Uncle Giraffe. "Go away. Go and see your Aunt Hippopotamus."
The elephant's child went to see his Aunt Hippopotamus.
"Why are your eyes red?"
he asked.
"Stop asking questions, child," said Aunt Hippopotamus. "Go away. Go and see your Uncle Baboon."
The elephant's child went to see his Uncle Baboon.
"Why are melons called melons?" he asked.
Uncle Baboon looked at the elephant's child.
"Questions, questions, questions," he said. "Go away, elephant's child."
One day, the elephant's child had a new question.
"What does crocodile have for his dinner?"
"Shh," said Aunt Ostrich.
All the animals were afraid of crocodile. But the elephant's child still wanted to know. He went to see Parrot.
"What does crocodile have for his dinner?"
he asked. Parrot was afraid of crocodile. He tidied his red and blue feathers with his beak.
"If you want to know that," he said, "you must go to the green, green river and ask crocodile."